Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here in the show. You know what that means, Wacky Wednesday. We got a lot going on. We got Observer Live. Speaking of wacky, in 2 hours, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it'll be After Dark Radio. I got it on. My new After Dark Radio shirt. You should grab one. F4WOnline.com/shirts. But anyway, we'll be doing news and open lines and feedback and all sorts of stuff in After Dark today, so I'll tell you about that later. But today, here on the show, we got NXT from last night to talk about, which I thought was a very good show. Certainly a very newsworthy show. We know Ricky Starks' actual name, so we'll tell you about that. And we got all of the rest of the news from the show as well, including some big NXT versus TNA matches that we have got coming up. We've also got the location and the date for AEW Double or Nothing this year. Perhaps some of you are listening to this going, well, of course we know where it's at. No, we don't. They moved it. It is not in Las Vegas this year. AEW Double or Nothing has moved. We'll tell you about that. Plus the rest of the schedule that we know of for AEW pay-per-views for the rest of the year. We have got more on Ricky Starks in a long interview about leaving AEW and coming to NXT. We got the SmackDown ratings. Show didn't do all that well. Don't have Collision yet, but we should have that very soon. Everyone's favorite announcer, and actually for some of you younger folks, that's probably true, Michael Cole has signed a new contract. We've got the full NXT TV report and more. If you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yeah, if you saw that big graphic right there, WrestleMania weekend is coming. And we got a lot of events there, including a Q&A and meet and greet with Dave and I. Noon Pacific on Friday at the lovely Palms Hotel and Casino, and you can hang out, ask some questions. We'll do a live Q&A, which will be live only for those of you that attend. It will not air on video or audio or anything like that. It's an exclusive event. That'll be Friday at noon at the Palms, meet and greet and live Q&A. And then we've got a Texas Day Brazil lunch noon on Saturday. We have got two watch-alongs Friday or Saturday and Sunday night at the suite. We've got a suite party after WrestleMania and a brunch at the Wicked Spoon. So if you'd like to go to any or all, head to f4wonline.com/Vegas. That is f4wonline.com/Vegas. And grab your tickets now while they're still available. So check that out.
Brian, can I ask you a question?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway. All right. Let's just say Lenny bought tickets. Would he still be banned?
No, he's only banned from the chat.
Okay.
I'm sure I would get along great with Lenny in real life.
What if he brings
but
the
he's
chat?
Not allowed. I've blocked him from my chat. The rest of you can listen to him, but I blocked him.
But during the Q&A, what if he
like
brings
4 days.
The chat to you?
He won't. Everyone gets a question. Then you got to go back to the line. It's fine. He can come ask one question in the Q&A. I don't care. I don't care about asking questions. It's when you say completely preposterous things and are heavily biased and cannot see it. I just can't take it. Now, one other thing before we get to the news. After Dark Radio is at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. And a couple of weeks ago, somebody asked about the Maltby Cemetery, which is near where I live, where there is allegedly 13 steps down to hell. So I told this story. And on the show today, we don't have a guest, so we'll be taking feedback. So I want to know about weird stuff in your town. So everybody's got some weird story in their town. So I would like you to send those to me. And it doesn't have to be anything paranormal. Like my mother, for example, went to high school with the Green River Murderer. Yes, she went to high school with him. So whatever, some unusual, weird thing in your neck of the woods, I want you to tell me about it. Just send it to me, Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Or he can send it to my normal email, but put After Dark in the subject line. I don't care how you get them to me, but email me some stories. I'm giving you guys 2 hours, plenty of time, and we'll read some of them on the air, and maybe we'll do some phone calls about that as well, plus all of the weird news of the last week. So that's coming up at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Sports Byline, as well as YouTube and Twitch and everywhere else you watch these shows live. So that's coming up. Now, AW Double or Nothing 2025 has been announced, and it is not in Las Vegas. Almost certainly because WrestleMania is taking place in Las Vegas in April. So the new location for Double or Nothing 2025 will be the Desert Diamond Arena, Glendale, Arizona. And that will be, as noted, May 25th. So if you want to go to Double or Nothing this year, it'll be in Glendale, Arizona, which I think they had a, didn't they have a WrestleMania somewhere around that area?
They had it at the Arizona
Where was that?
Cardinals football stadium, which
I enjoyed that that WrestleMania in Arizona. I don't think it'll ever go there again, but it was fun to go there that 1 year.
Well, were you in Phoenix? Was everything based in Phoenix for that WrestleMania?
I don't remember. Because I just know Glendale, I really liked Arizona.
Glendale is, I think, a little outside of Phoenix, and that's where the old hockey team, I believe, was playing before they moved to Salt Lake City, so... I don't know. Hey, look, if you want to go on vacation, going to Arizona isn't the worst thing in the world when it comes to the weather and all that. So
their building is right across the street from where they ran WrestleMania 26.
There you go.
So there you go. I like that place. I don't know how it is now. That was, 14 years ago, 15 years ago?
Plus, a lot easier travel for you. It had to
compared
be
to Vegas?
To do with it.
No, Vegas is much easier.
No, but I mean, as far as coming to the East Coast or something like that, too.
Well, of course, it's never easy to travel longer distances, but there ain't an easier flight than to Vegas.
I know, but I like WrestleMania pained Brian travel stories.
No, I'm not. I'm not going back to New York, New Jersey. Not happening.
the Meadowlands,
and then the rest of the schedule has Revolution March 9th in L.A. The Crypto.com Arena. The Dynasty Show will be April 6th in Philadelphia. We've got Double or Nothing, as noted, in Glendale.
Do they give a building in Philly?
I don't want to try and pronounce it. The Licorice or whatever.
Oh, Licorice Center. Okay,
Center,
tell.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
All In is at the Globe Life Field. I can pronounce that one. Arlington, Texas, July 12th, which I think we're going to. I'm actually not sure. I think. And Forbidden Door is August 24th in London. Venue to be announced. Not going to that one. But I will probably go to the Seattle show when they announce it. So Friday Night SmackDown, lowest number of the year. 1.384 million viewers on the USA Network. Did do a 0.42, which was second on all of cable. And show went head-to-head with the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, which featured Bayley, so that should count as a wrestling rating, right?
Sure.
That did 1.2 million viewers in a 0.43 and 18 to 49. So that gobbled up a bunch of 18 to 49 viewers. And I guess we'll find out soon, should be like any time, how that collision show did. That collision show should do the best collision number of the year. It's got an enormous lead-in. It was promoted for a long time as Grand Slam Australia. It opened with a banger, which I thought it should have. And so I guess we'll see soon.
But the question is, much like that college football game that preceded it, yes, we'll have a number, and it should be one of their highest, but what will it finish with by the time all is said and done? How many people last the
You know what? It'll fall off a lot, but the last time they had a giant lead-in like this, There is this idea that people who don't like AEW tout, which is, well, you know, that first quarter, you get, like, people watching for a minute, and then they turn off the show. But that first minute, so That's actually not what happened. The last time they had a gigantic lead-in from an NBA game, I believe it was.
It was football, wasn't it? It was college football.
Whatever it was. They kept those viewers for 45 minutes. Yeah. It was 45 minutes before the decline started. So it was not a situation of, you know, one minute, 5 minute, and then they all left. No, they stayed around for a good 45 minutes. So
I guess the difference will be in this case, it came on a lot later on the East Coast, whereas that one was about the time the show usually started. In fact, I think it started on time at 8 o'clock. In this case, what time did it actually start?
Well, actually, it says here, apparently the Collision Show did 502,000 viewers and a 0.21. So they doubled what they normally do. And that's the average over 2 hours. So that first quarter, half hour, 45 minutes, I mean, we may have been up in the sevens. So it'll be interesting to see what those quarters are. That's 502,000 to 0.21 over 2 hours. So given that they probably had a very big lead in and declined, and they probably ended close to where they normally would end, which would be, you know, I don't know, 300,000 and a 0.10. They probably did a gigantic first few quarters. So we'll find out soon enough.
Well, they started with the right match, I think. That's for sure.
Well, you know, the whole show was good, but that's definitely the match I would open with.
Yeah.
And they didn't do a lot of... Actually, you know what it was the last time? I remember this now. First quarter topped a million. Yep. So I'll talk about it after the break. Because they did something last time that I was just aghast. And to their credit, they learned from it and didn't do it this time. Back in a moment, Observer Live. A few days ago, the girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in line the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, you know what?
What's up?
Let me teach y'all everything. Actually, mostly Lenny.
Everything?
You know, it's okay to be wrong, Lenny. It's okay to be wrong. So, I was wrong before we went to commercial. Because what I said was, the last time they had a giant lead-in, they did something, and I was aghast. And thank God they didn't learn from it and do it again. That's what I said. But you know what? I was wrong. Because now that I think about it, I was aghast at what they did. But then, like, I later saw the quarters, and it didn't make any difference whatsoever. And for all I know, maybe it helped. Because the first three quarters did, like, great numbers. They opened the last show when they had that giant lead-in. Okay, it was the NBA or whatever, NFL, whatever it was, they had this giant lead in, okay? And so I thought, okay, like, these people are coming off this show, you're starting, like, throw Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega or whoever in the ring and just do a banger. Remember this argument?
Yes.
And I'm like, what are they going to start with? Like, they got to start hot. Like, don't even do ring or just start with the match already in progress. Well, they opened up, I think it was in the Hammerstein Ballroom. And they opened up the show, and it was Tony Schiavone standing in the ring with Big Boom AJ and his kid, The Riz, whatever his name is. And, like, they're just standing there. Tony goes, "We're here with Big Boom AJ and The Riz." And AJ goes, "Boom!" And they all stood there. Tony goes, "We got a big show for you tonight. Don't we, AJ?" And he goes, "Boom!" Tony goes, "Yes, we do, here in this beautiful..." And I'm like, "Bro, what are we doing? Get the show on the road." And it kept going. And it was like, Tony would say something, this bloke would say boom, and then his kid would say boom, and then he'd say something. I was like, dude, people are turning off this show in droves. What's going on? Well, anyway, as it turns out, that never happened. I guess people were really into Tony Schiavone, Big Boom AJ, and Noel Riz standing in the ring and saying boom for like 9 straight minutes.
Is that what it is?
I don't know, dude, but my point is this. It didn't hurt. Like, no. It didn't. People didn't turn off the show, so I was wrong. But I do think it was better that this time they opened hot. And as Dave noted, that first quarter, over a million. Which, by the way, I think, I'd have to go back, I think that might be better than when they had the Rizzler in the ring. So maybe I was right after all. But the point is, the first quarter did over a million. And so, you know, get ready, everyone. Let's all get our fingers on the keyboard to get mad. If we add in Max,
yes,
I mean, they had well over a million for that first quarter.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Mike, did they have zero people watching on Max?
You don't know that.
I didn't even give a number. No,
maybe
I know
they did.
I know they didn't have zero because I watched it on Max, as did most of the people in the chat and most of the people on. So anyway, whatever the number is.
Gotcha.
And you know why people are so stupid? Because I bring this fact up and then they're like, "Oh, the show did 2 million because of the Max viewers." Right, Brian? No, I never said they did 2 million.
It's how you know.
I never said they did a million.
Brought the people the argument.
I said they
That's
probably,
what it is.
I said, like everything else streaming, they probably did 20 to 30% extra.
Hey, if you
They probably did.
Out, if you would have just come out and said, "Hey, guess what? They're going to do some eyeballs on Max. We don't know what those numbers are. We'll have to see what kind of inflated PR releases we get, just like WWE and Netflix are doing." But no, you have to come up here and say from day one, guess what? They did the same exact amount of people they've been doing on TV, but now they got Max.
I never
and you can't
that.
Prove that they don't. You're telling me nobody's watching
you know what?
On Max?
Hey, you know what?
It's how you brought the argument to
geek,
the people.
Listen, They're not doing the same on TV. Well, their 18 to 49 is down, and their viewership is down because a lot of people are now watching on Max. Okay?
Gotcha.
And then, you know what's funny about it? As I was like, you know what? It seems like everybody says they're watching on Max and not TBS. And everyone's like, no, that's not true. It's just me and all my friends, but nobody else. And then it's like, if they were doing well, if they were doing well, hey, I got to mute you now. If they were doing well, they said, well, we would have heard something from Max, and we haven't. If they were doing something well, we would have heard something. So then, like, a few days later, we hear from Max. It's one of the most watched live programs on. And now it's like, well, that doesn't count. Okay, whatever. Show's doing well on Max. You can get angry if you want. Or you could send an email to brian@afterdarkradioshow.com with what weird thing is happening in your town. brian@afterdarkradioshow.com or brian@wrestlingobserver.com. After Dark in the subject line. And you know what? Not Johnny Jeter is where on the chat. He goes, I'm so sick of ratings talk. Listen, all I do is I briefly go over numbers, and you guys got to start the fight. Oh, the Max thing. No, Brian.
Here we go. Here we go.
You
how
started
he,
it
how
this
he
time.
The argument.
You
how
started it.
Oh, that's what you people do.
You started it.
Oh,
all
man.
I said was they also had a lot of people watching on Max, and then you had to bring up, oh, is it a million? And then this guy, oh, it's 2 million?
I'm pointing out.
Hey, I'm ready to move on. You want to shut up about it or should we keep talking?
Oh, look at you.
All right.
It's how you bring the argument to people. It's how you talk to people.
You
want to
know the biggest news on NXT last night?
How you talk to people.
You
want to
know the biggest news on NXT last night?
What's that?
I'm thinking not now that this guy is begging me to move on. Don't beg me to move on. It's my show here, not Johnny Jeter is where. I'll decide when I move on, not you. Now, I've decided to move on.
Peak Alvarez,
you know what
on
the
a
biggest
Wednesday. Holy
story?
Crap.
You know what the biggest story on NXT last night was?
What's that?
I can't even believe it.
What?
Ricky Stark signed the wrong contract.
Who? Not, wait, Ricky who?
Can you believe he did that?
Oh, my God.
Good thing they didn't have that Uriah, what's his name out there's contract.
Faber?
He'd have been stuck with that name for the rest of his life.
Connors? Whatever.
So now apparently he's Ricky Saints. Not Ricky
Better?
Saint.
No.
Ricky Saints.
New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
That's where he's from.
If he really wanted to be different, he would have put an apostrophe in there, just for the heck of it.
He's going to have a fleur-de-lis on his tights, I bet.
But he's wrestling on the show next week, and he also did an interview about AEW. Lenny, log off now.
Oh, boy.
He was on Busted Open, and he was asked about his name. And he said, it's as close as you're going to get to Starks. I like it. I know a lot of people are going to be, well, it's going to take time. I respect they care so deeply. They'll rebel against a name change. But at the same time, I'm a product of New Orleans. Want to pay respect to that as well. I think this is the best of both worlds and means a lot to me. He was then asked about the speculation that his appearance at the Royal Rumble or WrestleMania while under AEW contract. I think he was helping Cody bring his stuff into the building.
He leaked security footage.
If Tony was upset with that. And he says, I don't know the specifics. Some people, you ask the internet, it was because you were at the Rumble. Well, screw you, he says. The footage got leaked from me being at the Rumble. I wasn't backstage. I left after the first match. Some could say, well, you were at Mania in the suite. They got you on camera cheering. Screw you. You're an idiot with no friends and no passion in life if you think, hey, remember when Britt Baker was in the crowd of that NXT show and, like, the camera guy didn't know she was Britt Baker and she just got a picture of her in the Adam Cole match? She never got heat for that. So anyway, says, what I can say for myself is when I got hurt in March, that was it. I never came back. And even then, I wasn't hurt. It was a precaution thing where I got scared as I had a stinger. Then I was fine. After that, no dice, no communication, no nothing. That's okay because I ended up here. It's fine. Everything worked out. I don't know how explicitly where it went wrong. I can't point to one thing. I can say it was a storm of things, probably. Did I do something that may have tipped them off? Sure. Asking for my release whenever, you know, this past whatever could have been it. But never once was I not willing to do something. Never once was I sabotaging anything. I will say this. There are some people who stuck their nose in my creative business that shouldn't have happened. Veterans. And that's it. I'll leave it at that. If they got a problem with me, they got my number. Text me about it. I think it's what it is. If you don't work for their creative, then something had to get the boot. That's how I see it. But I'm not trying to be negative in my thought process. If you want to step on me to get ahead in your illustrious career, Everyone has an illustrious career. Everyone should have an illustrious career. That's perfectly fine. But at the same time, I'm not wet behind my ears. And that's what he said.
Did you text him?
Well, no, it was funny. What are you talking about? I never said anything negative about Ricky Starks. Dude, I was buying Ricky Starks back at NWA Power. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
I like that show.
Look, if you look at some of the people that they gave a spotlight to that a lot of people liked. People liked Eli Knight or L.A. Knight or Eli Drake. People liked Eddie Kingston. People liked Ricky Starks, and they gave them the spotlight to actually go forward with.
And by the way, I think there was like, you know, everyone on the internet was saying these guys had to sign NDAs. Maybe they did, but that didn't sound like a guy that signed an NDA right there.
No, I'm sure not everybody's got to sign an NDA. I don't think in Ricky Starks' case it's really that serious. Obviously, it was not serious when it came to him hanging out with his friend Cody. I don't think that's a big surprise or anything like that. And I'm sure that they got the point that he was not trying to be there anymore when he asked for his release. I can absolutely see that. But I think a lot of things probably have gotten blown out of proportion. But it is going to be interesting to see if any more comes out on who he is talking about, because I'm sure people are going to take that and run with it. Was it Chris Jericho? Was it Adam Copeland? Was it this person or that person? So by
it's Ricky Saints, this person says, by the way.
By him saying that, it did open that door, but I guess we'll have to see. And really for him moving forward, as we'll get to, everything was laid out nicely for him last night.
We do have to figure out what's going on with his Defy World title, because he won it. And I don't know if he can go back. Because Defy works with AEW, and I don't think he was under NXT or WWE contract when he won the title, because I don't think they would have given it to him if he was. I don't even know if he could have worked there if he was.
Well, so, Starks can, but Saints can't.
We shall see. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, let's talk about this NXT show.
All right.
Am I missing something good there or no? Should I not bother? Okay.
Nah.
All right, the NXT show. We'll do a full review with Vinny coming up on Thursday. But you know what I want to talk about? Actually, I talked about it the other day.
What's that?
But it's true. And no, I was 100% right about Corey Graves. But you'll all see soon enough. So anyway, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in wrestling. We've actually talked about this on and off for years now. And man, this NXT show was a shining example. So this show Tuesday was almost a women's show. The show opened up with, well, I mean, there was a segment with, we'll get to in a minute, but like the first match was a women's match. The second match was a women's match. Then they did an angle to set up a women's match, which was the main event of the show. And it was like probably, I don't know, half the show was segments involving women. Full 50%. And from the moment they opened, they talked about it all night long. And they pushed it really hard as the show was going off the air. This is a company that has the best women's division in the world. That's what they said. The best women's division in the world. Now, if we're going to be honest, actually, you know what? I would say that that's true if we go by what exactly they said, which is the best women's division in the world. This would indicate by the words division that there's a division between the men and the women. So that wouldn't include, you know, Stardom and Marigold. And this would be just promotions that have men's divisions and women's divisions. Okay. I mean, they're pushing hard. This is the best women's division in the world. And if you look at the depth of talent, like right now, I mean, you could argue that.
But
here's the most important thing, okay? Here's the most important thing. Fact of the matter is, they treat the women exactly like they treat the men. The women main evented the PLE. The women main evented this TV show. The women had 50% of the segments on the entire show. And they have pushed that the women are as important as the men and that it is the best women's division on earth. And you know what? The fans buy it. And they react to the women's stars like they react to the men's stars. They react to the women's matches like they react to the men's matches. And if you look at the quarter hours, I mean, often the highest rated thing on the show is a segment involving women. Now, let's compare that to AEW. And this is not a new criticism. This is a criticism that has gone back years and years and years. To the point where a guy nearly won the prediction contest by predicting there would be two women's matches on an AEW show. Okay? The AEW women, with the exception of Britt, Toni Storm, Mercedes, and Mariah May, which, by the way, is four over the last 5 years, okay? With the exception of them, the women's, I mean, it's always been an afterthought. I mean, you can love Chris Statlander and you can love whoever, but it has always been treated as an afterthought, okay? And really, really, I mean, forget all those women. I mean, even Mercedes is not headlining shows. I mean, we got Tony Storm and Mariah May headlining a show. So, you know, Mariah May and Tony is the best women's program that they've ever had. They gave it more attention than any other women's program in history and for a longer period of time. But with the exception of that, I mean, is Lenny going to argue that the women are not an afterthought in AEW? And as a result, you know, you can look at the quarter hours of Dynamite. The women are not going to be the top-rated thing on the show. Even the big return of Toni Storm. Remember when she made her big return and did that angle with Mariah? That segment lost viewers. The return of Toni Storm to feud with Mariah May. Everybody's arguing about how it was fine for her to have her first match back on Rampage or whatever. It was fine. Dude, that segment with Toni Storm, her return to the ring on Rampage, did a normal number. I'm not talking about the show as a whole. Like, the show as a whole, that Rampage did better than usual. But it did better than usual because the opening segment was the woo-woo guy who did, like, a great opening segment. But Tony's segment was just, like, a segment on the show. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Tony clearly has the idea that the women are not going to do as well as the men. You know, I'll do some stuff with them. If somebody like Mariah and Tony really get over, like, I'll give them segments. But in general, you can see that his impression is they're just not going to do what the guys do. And so, in fact, they don't, because that's how they're promoted on the show. Whereas WWE has decided, we are going to push this idea that we have the best women's division on earth. They push it that way. They feature them that way. They put them in prominent positions. They put them in the top of the hour. They put them in the main events. And you know what they've done? They have created, in the eyes of their fans, the best women's division in the world. And the women do as well or better than the men. So there's a lesson here. It's not like it's a new lesson. I mean, it's basic promotion. If you promote something as important, like, people will learn that it's important. And if you don't, they won't. So that was the show.
Yeah, it's not a one-to-one comparison because NXT is WWE's third brand. It is there to develop people and all that sort of stuff. But really, it goes back to AEW and developing talent and making people believe in certain people and making people stand out. And NXT's been able to do that. Yes, you have Julia and Stephanie Vacher and Roxanne Perez went in there already very seasoned despite her age. But then you've seen the Fallon Henleys of the world come along. Then you've seen the Tiffany Strattons of the world come along. We've seen other people kind of go through now. We've seen Lash Legend improve, and these people have improved over time because they've invested in them. We made fun of Jasmine Nix when she started. Now she actually fits in quite well with JC Jane and Fallon Henley, and if Henley goes up to the main roster, it's going to open up more doors. And things are not perfect there. They're not great, all of the stories don't click and all of that sort of stuff. But like you mentioned, you know, when you do have stars, and look, on the NXT roster, that's the one thing they've been able to do too, is when you do have a star that's bigger on the women's side than the men's side. I mean, other than Obafemi and Trick Williams, who's really over in comparison to Julia, Stephanie, and Roxanne? Like, nobody's close to that. So, you know, for them to be in the main event position, that's what it actually should be.
And somebody asked, yeah, well, what about Raw and SmackDown? Well, on SmackDown this week, Piper Niven.
Ripley's one of the biggest stars in the world over the last 2 years.
The Piper Niven, Bianca Belair quarter was the highest rated quarter on the show. So that was just this week. And then, let's see.
You don't even have to. Rhea Ripley's been one of the biggest women's wrestling.
Well, she's
stars
a big star, but that doesn't mean that she's always going to do like good numbers. But she does.
But yeah, but as far as, you know, the argument of how you position and play somebody, how you go with the flow of somebody is getting over to that sort of degree, and how you play with it. I mean, my God, I mean, look how over she is.
Stupid. God. Broken images. Anything else? Anyway,
oh boy.
They do well. All right, so the show opened up with actually, it was a great segment. Obafemi comes down to the ring for a promo, but the lights quickly go out, and out comes the TNA X Division champion, Moose.
Moose.
And the place went nuts. They had like a 15 to 20 second chant that they had to edit. It's just silence for like 20 straight seconds. And then Moose says, "Hate to burst your bubble. I'm the one guy you can't rule over." And they have not announced a date yet, but this match is going to happen. And next week, we're going to get Moose in action in Cincinnati against Brian Pillman Jr. for the X Division title. So that should be exciting.
Have we seen that at any point over the years?
I don't know, but all I know is all they had to do was look at each other and tease a match, and this place was going wild. We didn't need a brawl. We didn't need, like, anything. It was simple, and it was perfect.
And we will not need the Heritage Cup on the line. It won't be.
Stupid Heritage Cup. Then we had, I'm not going to go over every single segment. I know people
don't.
Get mad, but that's what Thursday's for, and we have 5 minutes. We had Carmen, Kalani, and Jada in a three-way number one contenders match for the North American title. And, hey, you know, we've talked about it, like, there's good and bad. The good thing is the fans went nuts for this match. They saw them as three stars fighting. The negative is that it is a developmental match, and as a result, it was just a completely choreographed three-way. There's, like, no life to it. It's just, I'll do a spot, you do a spot, I'll do a spot, you do a spot, you do a counter, I'll do a spot. And then at the end, which was funny, actually, Jada Parker does her sit-down spot in the corner on Kalani, and then she does her high-step gimmick, and then she's high-stepping. Carmen sneaks in and pins Kalani and wins, and Jada Parker is very angry. And even Booker's like, she distracted herself. Booker, I don't know, man. I don't know.
He had some moments tonight.
He had some moments, but you know what? He was also good. He was good in a lot of spots, and on a weekly basis, I get way more irritated by Vic Joseph than I do Booker T. And this night was no exception. And then they had the most hilarious moment ever. So there's a brawl afterwards. Jade and Kalani start brawling. And
this is a cartoon.
And out come JC, Jasmine, and Fallon. And they start beating up Kalani. And Ashanti the Adonis is there, and he goes, "Help! Help!" And they go to commercial. They beat on her for 4 minutes during that commercial break.
He's just waving his arms.
And then after they've beaten on her for 4 minutes during the commercial break, in run the baby faces, Jordan and Julia or Stephanie or whoever, and Vic Joseph goes, "Right in the nick of time." I'm like, dude, they've been beating her for 4 minutes. That's right in the nick of time.
They played Stephanie's intro and music. Like, Ava, why are you letting Ashanti's woman get beaten like this?
Dying watching this. Dying. Yeah, good job, Ashanti. He can't even, I know you can't hit the other women, like, but dude, pick her up and take her to the back, dude.
Cover her. Yeah,
you
dive
just stood
over
there.
Her.
Help, anything. Help. Then we have Sol and Zarya versus Jakara and Lash. Which, I don't know what I was expecting, but it was far better than whatever I was expecting. My only negative, which I've said 1,000 times, and, you know, the answer I got today was, it doesn't matter anymore, which I guess is probably right. But why is Sol Ruka straightening her hair, okay? Here's the thing. Her regular hair is distinctive, number one, and in this business, you want to be distinctive. You want to stand out. And number two, her normal hair is surfer hair, and she's got a surfer gimmick. But now she straightened it, and I swear to God, if you watch this match, she looks exactly like Charlotte. She's in there looking like Charlotte. And you know what we don't need? Two Charlottes. Back in a moment with more. Observer Live.
Yeah. everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, I don't got time to finish the NXT report today, but we do have Ethan Page and Wes Lee versus Ricky Saints and Javon Evans next week.
I love that match.
The Hardys.
Hardys?
The Hardys will be on NXT. And they will be facing No Quarter Catch Crew, those two.
And boys and whatnot, Tavion and Miles.
Yes,
and
yes. If that's you texting me right now, stop it. I'm trying to wrap this show up.
No.
Not you. And Fatal Influence, Julian, Jordan, and Stephanie was the main event, which ended with the babyfaces winning. Jordan's finish made in Japan, which is the same as Penta. And then all three women celebrated, but you could see that they were staring each other down.
Mm.
And by the way, throughout the show, the new group that debuted at the pay-per-view, beating people up, they were beating people up throughout the show. And, of course, that had to be the coup de grace on the show. The show ends with more geeks beaten up, and Ava goes in, and she doesn't know what happened. Of course you don't. It was the mystery geeks. It's been happening the whole show. The rest of us can figure this out.
I got to be honest. Very clean spray painting on the wall for somebody in a hurry.
Oh, you also, you know what else? You know what else Vic was driving me nuts about?
What's that?
God, this whole show, okay, it was like there was no card. Like, throughout the show, the wrestlers are just coming out and making matches for later. Like, the main event was made on the fly, and like, and Vic's like, busy night for Ava. No, it's not. It's the opposite. She doesn't have to do anything. Everyone else is booking the matches. She didn't even have a card. What do you mean it's a busy night for Ava? Ka! Hey, send me your After Dark stuff, 2 Pacific, yeah. 5 Eastern.
Do it.
I want to know about weird things in your town.
Yeah.
Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com, or just send it to my email with After Dark in the subject line. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Sports Byline, YouTube, Twitch, all these platforms. Check it out. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.